2 months of investigation by the Judiciary Police in Guinea-Bissau culminated last week with the arrest of 5 suspects. Local forces also seized an airplane said to have contained 500 kilograms of cocaine. The West African representative for the UN Office for Drugs and Crime, Antonio Mazzatelli, says this is part of an ongoing problem in the area.
The operation that has been carried out this week does nothing more than confirming what we have been saying, what the government of Guinea-Bissau and more governments in the region are saying, that the whole region is under the attack by drug traffickers.
Mazzatelli says 3 of the men who were arrested are from Latin America. In recent years, West African countries have become a transit hub for shipping cocaine from Latin America to Europe. Mazzatelli adds local forces are not equipped to combat the infusion of international drug traffickers. He says the international community needs to come to the area's aid. Last month, the UN office secured 2 million euros from the European Union for this purpose. The money is part of a package worth around $5 million that the office has secured to help Guinea-Bissau's forces fight drug trafficking, but only a fraction of the amount has been put to use.
We have already delivered something in the range of $120,000 assistance.
Mazzatelli says this money was used to send Guinea-Bissau judicial staff to training in Brazil, as well as to provide generators, fuel, and computers. The 2 million euros, which was pledged in June, has not been received, though Mazzatelli adds the papers have been signed and it is now a matter of transferring the money. He says local forces, with the help of international aid, are increasing their abilities to fight drug trafficking.
Certainly the situation is improving. We think, and based on the modus, the reaction by the judicial police in Guinea-Bissau or in other countries of the region, that we are gradually moving from a reactive stance, a passive one, which saw drugs transiting West Africa, according to national authorities, to a much more proactive approach.
The United Nations has ranked Guinea-Bissau as the 3rd poorest country in the world for human development. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.